section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Busty, New York, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, I hate dog feces to dog pieces. Who is you? An interview with Sylvester Stallone and our imaginations running wild with your co-host, The Voice, Intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host. You know his name is Blake Clayton.
Hello, welcome to episode 228 of A Burn Zone IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy.
Amen.
We are going to bring you laughs. We are going to bring you inappropriate comedy. We are going to bring a little sense of calm to your life. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you cry. We're probably going to make you look
shit your pants.
Look at your
poopy.
Look at your audio device and go, I should throw this fucking thing.
Don't throw that.
That's how we're coming into your head. Wop, 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 wop.
All right, folks. Tonight I have a one of my favorite crews together. There's really disgusting beer. There's, of course, hard liquor. Never sicker.
I'm not sick.
Not yet.
My lips are chapped, feeling good. I have chapped lips.
You're having some issues with your lips.
I know.
She's having issues with her lips, but she doesn't give us any lip. Intern Heather. That was dumb.
I give you a lot of lip, too. If it was, like, so inaccurate.
We were getting ready to preparing for this episode, and we're talking about the bit game we're gonna play later, and she goes, who's gonna be teams together and then she remembered I was horrible teammate with her last time.
I know, but I said I would be your teammate anyway.
I was gonna get there. She believes in me.
Mm-hmm. Or I need backup later when I crush you.
Oh.
Ooh.
Trash talk.
He's drinking probably the most disgusting beer I've ever stuck my tongue in just to see what it tastes like.
There's nothing wrong with Founders Backwoods Bastard.
Okay.
All those words sound like there's something wrong with them.
It's not. It's 11.5% of oak-barreled goodness.
Here he is, the voice. Dust Dude.
Hello. How are you?
Ladies. The guy that you hear clapping, which is, seems to be a new thing for him every episode now, is he's going to...
I don't have
to. I don't like it.
Okay.
It needs to stop now.
It's not ironic clapping.
You stop now. You stop now. Clap, clap, clap.
All right. Fine. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
I know he's awesome, but you don't have to call him Jesus.
Heyo. Welcome. The Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Hey, guys. No claps for me?
Clap, clap.
Step.
I don't think we should clap ourselves.
I was clapping for them, though. I'm genuinely happy they're here.
Do you think that if you clap, that the person listening will go, oh, I should be clapping?
I do think that.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
I'll do a hip thing.
They're like, I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Why is this happening?
It's in my head, man. Is this real life?
I'm super excited for this episode.
Is this just fantasy?
We're getting very close to the Christmas season.
Oh, I love Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
We have plenty of... you know, for October, we kind of maybe overdid.
But we love it.
The Halloween
thing. We love
it. We did four episodes of Halloween.
Do we have correct answer snowman in the studio?
No.
Happy birthday.
When we were sitting down deciding to write, I said, hey, we should probably do four episodes of Christmas. And Jason goes, the last two would be good.
I love Christmas.
I looked him right in the eye and I gave him a very condescending, you know what, two would be fine, okay?
So this is the last one before we get to get all holiday spirity on you.
Yes.
We have an amazing interview. We try to bring interesting people into the show tonight.
Yeah. They're not always famous.
And this one, I just, on a whim, I sent an email to his publicist. Hmm. And ironically, they said sure.
Sometimes when you have nothing to lose, you know, and you just go for it. Yeah, it's just, you know, why not? And sometimes it'll work.
So
I recently had something that I wanted to lose.
What did you want to lose?
I was at work, as I'm apt to do, 40 to 50 hours a week.
Nice. Way to be a trooper.
Thanks, man. You said earlier that you worked 50 hours a week, right? You're a hardworking dude.
Yeah.
You know how it is, bro, right?
I'm a hardworking man. I wear a steel hard hat. 50? I like to ride rope.
That's nothing.
Well, you're just sitting there listening to music. I mean, come on.
He does more than
I'm
that.
I'm there 60 hours a week still. It's something. I'm not home.
Let's not make this about
I have a job.
You got more than one.
I have two jobs, mostly for the liquor discount.
Yeah. Well, you work at
Friar Tuck and an apartment complex.
Oh, that's right. How's that going?
Oh, it's going great.
I stepped People are in dog stupid shit.
Basically, we all work hard. That's what you.
You stepped in dog shit?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Today, at work?
I was
Did
at
you
work.
Burn the shoes?
No. That's actually part of the story. This is awful. Okay, so I work at a hotel, and we don't allow pets. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
Right. I mean, every once in a while, a service animal comes in, and that's fine. We have to accept that. But we actually have this guy staying at the hotel right now who is from our corporate office, and he brought his dog with him.
He should know better.
He should know better.
But he thinks he's
above.
He
does know better.
He doesn't give a shit.
He just,
He thinks he's above.
And he didn't tell anyone he was bringing his dog, and he doesn't ever talk about it.
It's a small dog, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I still haven't seen it. And if you told me a mix of a dog, I have no idea what dogs are. So I don't know about that stuff. But he brought it, and it's just up in the room, making the room smell like dog.
Yeah.
And he takes it outside, and it craps outside. And I was out there outside talking to this guy while he was on break. He's a new guy at the hotel. It's kind of, just to get to know him a little bit. And I saw some garbage on the ground, so I went over to pick it up. And I must have stepped right in this guy's dog shit.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a cold day. So, I didn't track it anywhere. It just kind of stuck to my shoe. I hate it. It was so disgusting. I go back inside, and I'm sitting at my desk, and I put my feet on my chair. And my foot, slides off the chair. I was like, what's that? Why that never happens? And I look down there. Duty. Stinky duty.
Gross.
I whip up my leg to take a look at the bottom of my shoe, and it is caked on there. It's like think of the full size of a Snickers bar. It just smashed in my shoe.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the guy who has the dog, he's looking right at me, and he's giggling about it. And then I was like...
So you kicked him in the face with your shoe, right?
I did something that some people would find far worse. I wasn't so pissed about it, but then he's like, well, wasn't my dog. I take my dog behind the dumpster. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, man. You got to be kidding me. You're the only one who has a dog here.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I heard something out in the dumpster last night. I was like, yeah, we get raccoons. And I said to the girls that work at the front desk, I said, Google raccoon feces. Google image raccoon feces.
No, you didn't. Oh,
I did
my
that.
God.
I did that. And then they were totally into it, too.
Yeah, of course.
They were like, oh, you know what, Jason, you're right. That is not what's on your shoe. They're super into it. And he's like, well, I'll tell you, it's not my dog, man. I was like, I tell you what, buddy. You get busy down here working on something. I'm going to go up to the room where you're staying. I'm going to kill that dog.
He actually said that to him.
I really said that to the guy.
And what did he say?
And he just kind of was like, he's a big, fat, blubbering guy. Anyway, I went outside, and because since we're a hotel, we have a lot of little extra amenities that we keep around. So I went out there with a couple of toothbrushes, and I had to scrub the shit from the bottom of my shoe.
Ugh.
It was horrible. I took it pretty well, but until he started to deny that it was his dog,
right.
When there's no other dogs there.
Yeah, right. Of course.
That's what really pissed me off.
That's not okay.
It is not okay. And I had little bits of it on my pants, too. It was I was covered in dog shit.
Shit flex.
Dog shit is the worst. I have a dog, and, I
does
take
he
her.
Shit?
Yeah, she does shit. And it's funny you should say something, because today.
What did Rory do?
I came home, and I was like, something smells weird. She does not. She never has accidents in the house. She never has accidents in her cage.
Pretty well-behaved dog.
But yeah. She's a little spastic, but she's very well-behaved.
why did you take a picture of that?
Rory, you didn't.
Oh, my God. She,
what that looks like.
So her cage is backed up to the wall.
She turned her cage into a Play-Doh factory.
That reminds me of when I was young and my mom would bake cookies and then put them on the rack. Yeah. Afterwards, it looks like it's seeping.
So what happened with...
Oh, no.
She knows that she's not supposed to... she knows not to poop in her own house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she backed her ass up and tried to poop through the gate.
Aww.
And it just went up.
She is so cute.
And it smashed up against the wall.
Your dog is so sweet.
You're not even looking at a picture of his dog. And you're looking at a picture of this dog shit, and you're calling the dog cute.
It's so sweet. How sweet is it, the idea that your dog was like, I don't want to poop in my home.
That's
and that's
be
the
so
only
mad.
Way they can get out. Yes.
So, but wait. Because
I had a dog at my house for a while, so it got exciting.
You think she'll be even sweeter when you hear the rest of this.
She ate every last drop.
Diarrhea, right?
I'm all over the place. I can't find the smell. I know what the smell is. It's hard for me to believe that's in my house because the dog is 8 years old and has never been like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the couch frustrated because I can't figure out what's going on. And all of a sudden she starts banging her nose on the cage door. And I go, oh,
Eli must have left a treat in there, because they'll put a treat in the morning. She won't eat it. But mm-hmm. then when she comes out in the afternoon, she wants to go back in. And I was like, okay. So I opened it up, and she would go into her face into the cage, and then, oof, 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 and then she'd back out. And I was like, what the fuck? So, of course, I bend down.
Yeah.
And then, oh.
There it is.
There's a. So high the level. the dog was saying,
helping
hey,
you.
Hey, buddy. That smell that you smell?
This is it.
That you can't find? Oh, I shit in my bed.
That's some next level Lassie aww. Shit right there.
So she was like, hey, I know you're really pissed off right now, but will it help if I tell you where right? it's at?
I'm being said, honest.
What a good dog. What a good dog.
I love
dog.
Your dog. Man, that's so sweet.
Whatever.
I miss my dog. It's a friend of mine. Who is you? Is it my brother? Who is you? Somebody hello. Had my son.
No! We're never gonna lose. Except last time. I can't take this stuff no
more. It's time for one of my favorite games here at IBWIP. We're gonna play a little Who Is You?
You're a cocky little bastard when you have our teammates with Jason. You guys, last time you played me and Heather at this game, you were...
We killed it.
Nation of Domination.
Is that you guys have your tag team name?
Yeah. Nation of Domination. The Rock and Farouk.
I don't know who any of these fucking people are. Okay, so
the
basically...
Wrestlers?
This is what we have. Heather and I are going to be on a team. We each have a list of 10 people's names that we've never seen before. Jason and Dustin have a 10 cards as well, each of names as well. Now, I wrote your guys' team cards, and you wrote our team cards, so we don't, you know.
Right. Never the twain shall meet.
So, what we're going to do is, you got your stop. Okay, Jason has got the stopwatch, and basically it's how many can you get right and in the shortest amount of time.
I think we left like at 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So we'll write down the numbers each round, how many we get right, and the times, and we'll add it all up. Heather, it's just true style, and give you an answer at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. So you guys are the reign champions.
Yep.
So if you want, you guys can go first.
You go first.
I go first.
You want me to rate you or you want me to
rate
me? What do you want to do there?
You'll lose either way.
You can go first.
So I'll rate to you first?
Sure.
Okay. Are you ready?
You want me to push start?
Yep. Ready? Tell me when.
Go.
She's the leader of England at one point.
Very, the queen?
Very famous.
Princess Diana.
No, she was in the parliament, the head of parliament.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yep. Head of Russia. Current head of Russia.
Current head of Putin.
Mm, first name?
Vladimir.
Yep. Hates Jews. Started a theme park. Frozen Head.
Walt Disney.
Hates Jews. Frozen. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mel Gibson.
Mary. Got it again. Married to Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
Was the Fresh Prince. Started
Will Smith.
Yep. One of the Beatles shot and killed.
John Lennon.
Woman, I don't know where she's from, but she was a famous cook on PBS.
Julia Child?
Yep. This guy I don't know. I think he was the Dog Whisperer.
The Dog Whisperer.
Yeah, I'm going to skip this one for now. We'll come back to that. He slept with a billion women, was a famous basketball player.
Oh, Will Chamberlain.
Yep. She did a duet album with Tony Bennett recently.
Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this last one, the Dog Whisperer, you know this one?
No, I don't.
Okay, this is a famous play by Shakespeare. He was stabbed by a bunch of people.
Julius Caesar.
Okay, take so that Caesar. Last name. And the first name, last name is, it's a famous, boy.
Gonzalez.
Nope.
He's a Hispanic fellow, isn't he?
Not a billionaire, but a...
Millionaire. Caesar. Million.
I'm going to take that.
What is it?
It's Milan.
Caesar Milan.
You can't take Caesar Million.
I think, well.
You just don't get that one.
You know what? We'll add 30 seconds to
you
theirs.
You should have said the city.
Milan. I should have. I was trying, isn't there a woman named like Christina Milan? Is
yeah.
Milian. But I don't know. She was an R&B singer.
There's also Mulan. Okay.
Mulan Rouge.
Mulan, yeah.
With an E.
So is that what we're doing? We're adding 30 seconds?
Yep. So oh, you guys
bullshit.
Are
at, if you fuck up.
You guys cheated.
I'm going to write 9 out of 10.
So you guys do one turn next? Okay.
And like, then I'll that go was first. One, okay, so 142 for the
you
first
got it.
Round was...
You're going to be so good.
Two.
He always picks people I don't know. Like all those...
You got this.
Like
I
don't think there was any super hard ones in there.
Caesar Milan.
Dog Whisperer.
I would have known that one.
I don't know who the fuck Caesar Milan is.
Yeah, I would.
You're lucky that I know who all these people are.
If I would have had that card, I'd have just been like, I don't know who this is, but I'm going to give you clues like you did.
Blake is a reality show junkie, though, right?
Yeah, he did watch Utopia.
Okay.
That's claim to fame.
Utopia.
Okay, well, I'm going to reset the clock here.
Here we go.
On your mark. Get set. Who is you?
Okay, this is someone who died in a hotel room of an overdose, and he has three names. And he was an actor. And he was in Hunger Games. He was in a lot of other stuff, too, but I don't remember what it was.
No.
Okay.
I never watched the Hunger Games.
Oh, that's fine. We just learned. Pineapple Express. One of the guys in Pineapple Express. He's in a bunch of different comedies.
Yeah, I can see his face.
On the other side of James Franco.
I can see his face.
Just skip it.
No? Okay. So this is an actor from Forrest Gump.
Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Hey!
And you guys. All right. This lady was married to some... Thank you. She's in that Interstellar movie, I think, where she gets lost in space.
Sandra
Gravity.
Bullock.
There we go. This is a black guy who was in John Q. He's a real emotional black actor. He had that movie with Fanning Tatum. Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning. I got confused.
Dakota Fanning Tatum?
Yeah, but he, okay.
I don't know any black people.
Have you ever seen the letter A?
Nope.
I don't even know if that's what it's called. It's
Denzel Washington?
Yeah, that's Denzel Washington.
She goes with John Q for a Denzel Washington movie.
This guy dropped his middle name. He was in The Hangover. He's the attractive one.
Oh.
And yeah, you got it. You know it.
The eyes.
Yeah. Well,
he was in Red Hot American Summer.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was.
I better remember his name.
I can't think of any way to describe
him. He was the sniper guy.
His talent's limitless.
Yeah. What do they make pennies out of?
Not a billionaire.
Copper.
And it kind of sounds like that for the last name.
Cooper.
Day.
Cooper.
That's his last name.
Right.
Mr. Cooper.
Local university?
Oh, yeah, local university. That guy from wherever we were, he had this sweatshirt on. And it was,
oh, Bradley
Imperial.
Cooper.
Yeah, there
Jesus,
you go.
I should have got that.
This is the wife of Ashton Kutcher.
Demi Moore.
No, she was in that 70s show.
The Hispanic girl?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Do you know her name?
Fuck no.
No, you don't. Okay, let's go back. So this is... Okay, what
that was 10 people?
We tried. So this lady's last name, when you smoke a lot of weed, you get...
High.
And it's another word for
Selma
it.
Selma Hyatt.
No, it's another word for that.
Buzz.
Not for Selma Hyatt.
Buzz.
Yeah. No, it's like also a rock. Like if it's a rock, like you would call a rock like a
stone.
Yeah,
I wrote
there you
it,
go, and
know.
That's her last name.
Sharon Stone.
Nope, and it's younger, and she's in the letter A, and she's young.
I don't know.
Melissa
Stone.
Do you know Susie Harry
Stone.
Potter who plays?
Nope.
You don't know who plays Hermione?
Nope.
What about?
Never watched Harry Potter.
Ten it's a novel McGruder? By Jane Austen.
What?
It's a novel by Jane Austen. Starts with an E.
Elizabeth Stone.
No, it's four letters long.
Ella Stone.
We're going to get this one.
Emma
Ooh,
Stone.
Yeah!
The buzzer.
Boom! Emma we Stone. Got Emma Stone!
How many
that's
is
it.
That?
Enough.
Enough out of 10?
Yes, enough out of 10.
Was that?
Enough
I'm sorry.
Or six.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I just know normal people.
You ready?
The first one was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh,
I know.
All right, you're ready.
I couldn't
guy.
Think of anything that he was
that's
in.
An emotional
he's
black
black.
Not a black guy.
And it was Seth Rogen.
Oh, geez.
I can see his face. Does that count for something? Yeah. Oh, 6.5 out of 10. Okay, I'm going to start on.
Aw, thanks.
Just let me
tell
know.
Me when.
Go.
And away we go. Like a virgin.
Madonna.
Ain't Dog Thing a robot, he's a scientist.
Stephen Hawking.
Her hips don't lie.
Shakira.
Famous Egyptian woman, slept with a lot of guys.
Nefertiti.
No.
Good reference.
Mark Anthony. Or Anthony, I mean.
Oh shit.
It was also a really crappy R&B group in the mid-2000s.
Cleopatra?
There you go. The greatest basketball player ever for the Chicago Bulls.
Michael Jordan.
She just released a new album called 25.
Sing it.
She sings really sad
Taylor
songs.
Taylor Swift? Adele.
Yes. He got in trouble for doing some racist comments. He had a reality show where he captures people.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
There you go.
Reality show.
I
Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Famous stoner country singer.
Willie Nelson.
And She just mentioned him earlier, Kelso from That 70s Show. He's married to Mila Kunis.
Ashton Kutcher.
There you go.
Fuck you guys.
We're done. 150. No, all right, let's 115. Kill this. Fuck you guys.
I don't even know. I don't know half these people.
You do know who it is.
Who is you?
All right, let's play Blake.
Stop the clock.
Let's play. Who is you?
All right, are you ready?
Who are you, Blake?
It's time.
Okay,
on your mark.
The game. Okay.
On your mark. Get set. Who is you?
Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Will Smith.
She was Catwoman.
Halle Berry.
He was a janitor who did a math problem on a...
Oh, fuck! Matt Damon.
Yes. Oh, fuck Matt Damon. That's right.
I do it.
She was a prostitute and...
Julia Roberts?
And, yes, that's correct.
Oh, nice.
I know my prostitute movies.
I think you just said he was in Pineapple Express.
Oh, Seth Rogen? James Franco?
Yeah, James Franco. What movie was she in?
You got to keep going through things. Then we'll go back.
I don't know any other ones.
Give me a first name. If you know another person's first name, I can get
The last name, this person has three names, and the last name is kind of like Lovett.
Oh, Hewitt? Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No.
Oh.
That's good, though. That makes sense.
Thanks. Flash.
Flash?
What, the
guy who plays Flash?
Flash. No, we're trying to do one of the names here. The middle name of the three names.
Skip it.
This woman was an actress. She was married to Tom Cruise.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Joey Potter?
I don't know. You gave me that look like I should, and I thought I knew, but I don't.
I have an autographed picture of
Joan Cusack.
No.
I like the idea of Joan Cusack and Tom Hanks being married, though. They seem like a
fun couple. Oh, here's one that we said his name earlier.
Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Mila Kunis. Cameron Diaz.
No
one said her name.
Nigel Beef Wellington.
Oh, Emma Watson. No. Hermione. Emma Stone. Is it one on the list?
Margaret Thatcher.
Adele.
No, it wasn't one of the ones.
Queen?
It was one
the Queen? Just one that I was talking about?
Yeah. Oh. It was not one of the ones over there.
Salma Hayek.
The actress was in the Tom Cruise movie where he was a race car driver. She was the doctor.
He was a race car driver.
Yeah. Cole Trickle.
Days of Thunder.
That movie is fantastic.
Is she white?
Yes, she's very white. Very pale.
What color?
Red hair.
Red hair? Shit. Is she old?
Older now.
Julianne Moore?
No.
Okay. We got 30 seconds left, man. Let's do it.
Her last name, if you're a little child, you're a...
Tot. A kid.
Okay.
Oh, Nicole Kidman!
There you go, Nicole Kidman. Okay. That's very good.
Now we're cooking.
How much time do I have left for these three?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know these
do
three.
Do it!
I don't know these
three. Just gave me things.
Three names.
Uh-huh.
Flash.
Thompson.
Flash Thomas.
The Flash.
Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Joseph.
Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep, that's correct.
Oh, we'll give you that. Gordon? Okay.
That's it. That's 3 minutes.
Yay!
Okay. I don't know who Natalie Portman is, and I don't
Natalie
know...
Natalie Portman!
I don't know who
Natalie Portman's in Black Swan, and she's in V for Vendetta. She's a crazy, like...
And I don't know who Natalie Portman is.
Natalie Portman is the same one that you just said.
Yes.
Or Charlize Theron.
You don't know.
Oh, Charlize Theron. She was monster in that movie about the only female serial killer.
She was in Hancock with Will Smith.
Is it a friend of mine?
Who is you?
Is it my brother?
Who is you?
Somebody heard my song.
Who is you?
Sorry, Heather.
I can't take this stuff no more.
Hey, folks. If you ask me, IBWIP is the greatest gift you can offer someone. It keeps giving all year round, and it doesn't gather dust like some of those other podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, folks. I just want to stop the show for a moment and talk about something very serious and very endear to my heart. RockyTopVapor.com, promo code IBWIP20. You get 20% off. The holiday season is coming. Everybody knows a vapor in their family. Get them some Shocker e-liquid, some audio fog. Get them a new mod. Give them a new tank. 20% off is a great bargain. And Rocky Top Vapor is the best vape.
They'll take care of you, man.
Vaporium.
They'll take care of you.
And if you're anywhere near Johnson City, Tennessee, definitely check them out. Also, don't forget to check out IBWIP's new home away from home, Fakakta Comedy Funhouse. That's FCFnetwork.com. You can find Sex with Heather, Drunken Lullabies, and S&M Radio, Couch Pilots, the song Inside and Out, where I interview artists and talk about a specific song, and also IBWIP.
Shows you already love, plus new shows you're sure to love.
There is nothing...
Love plus love.
I tell you what, if you go to FCFnetwork.com and you check out each of the podcasts, if you don't like any of them, I will give you your money back.
Wow. That's the IBWIP promise right there.
It's IBWIP it's a guarantee. Promise. Guarantee. Just like Flea.
And you're telling me people are already approaching you about their shows they want to add to our network?
There has been interest in joining the Army. I can't wait to hear about Army. This.
As long as I don't get canceled, I'm cool with it.
Can you cancel a podcast?
Yeah.
Can you get canceled?
When we run out of money.
Okay.
When we run out of money.
Hit that donate button, won't you, folks?
Yeah, there's a donate button at the top of the front page. If you enjoy it, hey, just throw us a couple bucks. Every little bit helps. And that's what I got to say about that. Where did Dustin go?
Well, we were just talking about the podcast, and unfortunately, I double booked today.
Oh.
I've got to leave to go record the next episode of Drunken Lullabies with Blake at my house. He's got limited availability. They got a newborn, and I kind of forgot that this was going to go as late as it
no,
did.
No, I understand.
So I've got to split so we can go do that.
Now, right. We didn't say the name earlier, Dustin, but you know who's coming in here, and you're making a choice right now to leave.
Yeah. This is crazy. Believe me, I'm bummed. I'd like to have him on my show. I think that'd be kind of fun.
You're the kind of the reason why we had him on the show. Like I was wanting to surprise you for your birthday.
But
I
don't want you guys to have to not have it happen just because I can't be here.
Dustin,
so I'm taking one for the team.
Yeah, a truly sweet thing to do.
So. All right, well, take it easy. Good luck with that show.
Wow. That's kind of a bummer.
And I got a text.
He's a chump.
I got a text message from the wife.
Yeah,
it said loud, so we just got to kind of take it easy.
All right.
When are you gonna get that? When's Santa gonna come through with that house for you?
Right.
Well, until that happens, like we hinted at earlier, we've had some really awesome guests. Just sometimes interesting, unusual people. We've had a few famous people in here.
Sure.
But today it may take the proverbial cake.
Right. I mean, when we put this guy's name in the show notes, this show's going to explode.
That's right. That's right. All the way from the Hollywood Hills of California, welcome to the show, Sylvester Stallone.
Welcome to the show.
Yo.
How you doing?
To be honest with you, Blake, I'm a little annoyed.
Annoyed?
A little underweight?
What are you annoyed with?
I was in your green room. And I was listening to your little contact info stuff. And I hear you talking about this Rocky Top Vapor. And I don't know what a top vapor is, but I did not put my licensing rights on this product. And I think I'm probably missing out on some financial compensation for using my name and likeness
on
this
on
Rocky Top
I don't
vapor.
Think they use your likeness, though, Sylvester. Do we call you Mr. Stallone, Rocky? What do I call you?
Yeah, what do you like to be called?
Rocky Van Winkle.
You can call me Sly. It's cool.
Okay.
Sly. I had a kid in middle school whose name was Sly, but he was weird. He chose to say his name was Sly instead of Leonard.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Well, this actually begs the question. Is your given name Leonard?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That kid's weird.
Case closed.
Well, I'm super excited to have you on. You've made tons of movies, one of which oh, my all-time favorite movie is Rhinestone with Dolly Parton.
That's your, and, out of all of his, that's your favorite?
Well, that's the quintessential Sylvester's. You know, do you have any cool stories about, you know, you and Dolly doing that movie together?
They made me wear shiny clothes.
Is that not something you normally wear? Sly is cool?
No, I like Affliction t-shirts and things that show off my muscles.
Now, you can level with us. Yeah. Did you see Dolly Parton's boobs, like, complete?
Yeah. See those things?
I know what you want me to say.
Come on, tell us.
But I signed a confidentiality agreement.
A confidentiality agreement, as I said?
I'll just say, yeah. Yo.
Wow. What? Say yo.
Yo. Yo, yo.
But that was, I mean, that was, to me, that's the quintessential Sly Stallone role.
It was low budget. That's how they paid me.
But hold on a second. Now, so you're saying, Blake, when you think back on the decades of work that Sly Stallone has put in, your mind goes to Rhinestone? What about classic films like Rocky or First Blood?
I never saw him.
Me either. What?
Never saw him. Here's how my top... This is my top Sylvester Stallone movies.
Yeah.
Gotta be number one, Rhinestone.
With a bullet.
Number two, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. An amazing...
That's not... Okay.
And finally, you know what? This one is really near and dear to my heart. Over the Top. Because I used to be
an arm wrestler.
Yeah.
That was a good
There's
one.
A movie about arm wrestling? What are you making, Sly?
Let's get Molly on the phone real quick.
Oh, sorry.
It's a good movie. It's the 80s, and like...
You drove a semi, for God's sake.
I drove a semi, and you put your head on backwards.
Yep.
And I had to win the love of my kid, and I did it through arm wrestling.
And you know what? And I...
Children
I have one kid that loves me and one kid that doesn't talk to me, and I know...
You should arm wrestle them.
That's what I'm
going to... To get their respect? Is that what you're saying?
For Christmas, I'm going to arm wrestle him, I think.
You rip that fucking kid's arm off. Oh, he'll respect you.
Is it about respect or is it about love?
It's both. It's a tale as old as time.
Speaking of
that's
love,
beautiful.
One of the first movies I think you were ever in was a lot about love. I think I can't remember the exact name, but it was like something's house party or something. Like it was like a pornographic film. That was like the first movie. Can you confirm that?
We all have our skeletons in the closet.
Oh, you feel like that's a dark period for you?
You don't embrace it?
That seems to be your answer to everything, Sly.
Do you not have much to offer? Is that why it's a dark period?
No,
or
no, Sly's.
You know, I'm just trying to get deep with this.
They call me Stallone the Bone for a reason.
And that reason, I'm missing the point.
I mean, the movie was called, like, when they re-released it, it was called The Italian Stallion. It wasn't called The Italian Quarter Horse.
Quarter Horse?
The Shetland Pony from Italy, you know.
It's pronounced Shetland, I believe.
Well, I call it Shetland.
Well, we'll just have to agree to disagree on how to say that.
Okay.
So, Over the Top, another film about, you say, arm wrestling. You had never heard of that, Heather?
Mm-mm. I've never seen anything with you in it. Please. Actually, I might have seen one Rocky, but I probably fell asleep.
That's not good. I won Academy Award for that movie.
The problem is our friend Dustin, who's on the show, like, he knows all your movies. Like, he even does a great imitation of you.
It's okay.
And so
hear that a lot.
He knows a lot.
Yeah.
Everyone's friend. Everyone has a friend named
everybody,
Dustin.
Everybody talks like Stallone, you know, whatever. Yo.
Now, you were born in the States, right? Where does that accent come from? What inflection in your voice?
I'm from New York.
Right. How did that... So you're telling me it's a New York accent that you have?
Yo.
I don't... Okay.
I've met people from New York, and they don't exactly sound like you.
Yeah.
My mom taught me how to talk.
How does your mom sound? Like, can you do an imitation of your mom real quick?
I'll try.
All okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. I get it now.
She's a little...
She didn't say words. She just make noises like bugs?
No, that was her saying yo, because like that was my first word.
That was first word?
Yeah.
You really stuck with it.
Yeah. It was like my calling card.
Gee whiz.
So
people just call you and you say, yo.
I got it. Like, I'm kind of feeling bad. Like, I get this new movie out and you guys haven't even seen.
What movie?
It's called Creed. It's about my buddy Apollo, his son, and I teach his kid how to fight. because his dad died in an old movie, and he was my friend, and we used to run on the beach in short shorts together and jump up and down when we were training for fights.
This was from one of your movies?
Yeah.
So he just died in your movie?
It just came out. It's called Creed. It's a good movie. You should go see it. And I don't get punched in the head in this one, so I really like it.
My coworker's excited to see this movie. She told us about it today.
It's a good movie. Now, it's a good family.
You've heard of Creed, right, Blake?
It's a good family flick.
Huh?
You've heard of Creed, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out. Go see it at your local motion picture cinema.
Well, I saw the poster for that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was about like a
rock doc.
Rock doc about the band Creed.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for that. I'm a huge Creed fan.
Yeah. Do they do the soundtrack for this movie or what?
No.
How does Scott Stapp play into your film?
He's crazy.
I wasn't really supposed to talk about this.
Please talk about it.
It hasn't been like brought up yet, but due to the success of Creed the movie,
right,
Creed the band has contacted me to be their new singer because Scott Stapp went fucking Looney Tunes, and they need somebody to be the new singer. And they thought, hey, Sly Stallone, he's already got a connection to the word Creed. Yeah. We should have him be our singer.
Well, so are you a band?
Sense.
We've been doing rehearsals, and I'm going to be joining Creed on tour.
That's amazing.
I know. This
is just breaking out.
Yeah, you don't believe me, Heather?
I just want to hear you sing, that's all.
All right. I'll give you a little taste. Yeah. Like I said, this is kind of exclusive.
Just a little something to wet our whistle, yeah.
Thank you.
Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with golden streets?
Now, are you just going to do covers of old songs, or are you in the process of writing like a new album with them?
Well, all the people want to hear the old Creed classics.
Sure, sure.
You nailed it. That's almost.
And you write screenplays and scripts and stuff. You don't write songs.
Yeah, we'll probably write some songs about Affliction T-shirts,
right,
and
steroids,
human growth hormones.
Oh, sorry.
And
now you're 105 years old.
Not quite. That seems pretty high, right?
I mean, I could be a dad.
Early 80s, maybe.
I'm not.
My dad's an asshole.
I'm sorry to hear that. You should probably
wait till the end of the show to unload that shit.
You should probably arm wrestle him, and you guys can work out your problems.
Well, you look incredible, first of all.
Yeah, thank you.
You look incredible.
We're halfway through the interview.
First of all, we're halfway through this interview. Just let me say that. I like to preamble each of my questions with how far into the interview you are.
At this
point, halfway.
I'm not going nowhere. The tour ain't started yet, so.
That's right.
I'm all right.
You're beefed up. How do you keep in such excellent shape?
Cardiovascular fitness.
And all that weight, though? Because you're a heavy dude, too. I mean, like, you're packed on muscle weight.
Some would say you're built like a brick shithouse.
I would say it.
Well, I ain't. I mean, I don't want to like look like shitty.
No. You're misinterpreted. That's a compliment.
Oh,
you look
good. Gotta remember, I've been punched in the head a lot. Sometimes you weird colloquialisms.
Yeah,
they get a little lost on me.
Well, maybe we should change gears here a little bit. The Expendables. You're coming out with like one of those movies a year for the past few years.
Yeah.
Are you continuing with that franchise? That's kind of your baby, isn't it? Your new baby.
We got a new idea. We think it's kind of fresh and original, and we're going to take the next movie in a new direction.
What's that direction?
And it's called The Expendable Games. And what they're doing is they take all of us Expendables, and then they like put us in this weird arena, and then we all have to like fight each other.
Oh, that would be great.
And then there's only like one of us survives.
They've already done that.
The Expendables, for people don't know, you've pretty much corralled all these people, all these awesome action stars from the 80s and the 90s,
yeah,
and you put them all in this film as just like
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Right. He was in one.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren, right?
Yeah, he's my boy from Ivan Drago.
That's right.
He killed Apollo.
I will crush you, right?
I will crush you. I must break you. Yeah, I beat his ass, didn't I?
You really did.
Yeah.
His girlfriend was hot, though.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she was a fucking train wreck.
Well, am I right in saying that, well, she was his girlfriend in the movie, but your girlfriend in real life?
Yeah, I was plowing her. She could tell you.
Did you sign a confidentiality form with her? Or can you talk about her breasts?
I didn't have to. She wasn't anybody back then.
So what?
She wasn't anybody back then?
But she's exploding today. Yeah. She's an A-lister today, right?
And on the Incredibles, right?
The Incredibles, yeah. Disney's Incredibles.
Yeah, I'm not in the Pixar stuff.
You have
that, brother.
Your token black person is Wesley Snipes. Is that correct? He's part of the gang, right?
Yeah, we got that guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Terry Crews.
He does them old Spice commercials. He's got boobies as big as Dolly Parton.
Yeah, and I've seen he also has a television show where they watch YouTube videos. It's kind of like America's Funniest Home Videos, but for YouTube.
But with a black guy.
And no-name actors and comedians vote on them.
Yeah, okay. I don't know nothing about that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe give him a nice little ratings boost.
He's inexpendable.
Do you think he's expendable in real life, though?
Everybody's expendable.
Oh, geez.
Sobering. That was an affirmation if I ever heard it.
What about the people in this room? Do you think the people in this room are expendable?
Well, I mean, I just met you, but, you know. Yeah, probably.
Wow.
What did you just say to us?
When is the next Rambo movie coming out? Because I heard about these. I
don't know, man. Like, I don't think John Rambo is getting deployed anytime soon. I don't think he's going to be going.
Do you
over
think
and
he could? Can he fight Iz?
I'm sure he could, but
there's
just
many different
don't
pronunciations.
Know.
I don't. That can't be one of them, is it?
Iz.
No chance.
Heather, no.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
And sorry. I am the resident genius.
Oh.
Is.
Is you is or is you ain't? My baby.
Yeah. Who
is you?
No. Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? You like that.
That
was pretty funny.
How long have you been waiting for the show to start?
Well, you know, like, I went and got a cannoli, and I was
this time
out
of night?
You got a cannoli from Pekin? It really is larger than
I
thought.
Hey, man, I bring them with me.
Oh.
In your satchel?
Cannolis in tow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Always got a cannoli.
Where?
That's
in tow?
That's a good
his tow truck.
That's a good life lesson.
Carry a cannoli.
It's another affirmation.
Did your mom tell you to always carry a cannoli when you travel?
My mom always when I shower. My mom always told me to carry a swimsuit. Your mom always told you to carry a cannoli.
Yeah, well, you know, well, I'm
interesting.
You never know. You never run know into we're somebody in the alley and like they step into you and you're gonna get your face pummeled and you're like, hey. Yeah, have a cannoli.
What's
and they're
it?
Like, holy cannoli.
Solves a lot of problems.
And,
All it takes is a rhyme, and suddenly a friendship cannoli. Has been created.
That's
how it goes.
Now, you said this movie about Creed is about you training a kid to box because his dad died?
Yeah, Apollo's kid.
Now, is this the boxing movie where Eminem plays music in it?
Oh, I love that one.
No.
What's that
only
one?
Only got one shot.
8 Mile.
No.
Where he's rapping. He's a battle rapping. He's battling
had,
in the ring.
Lefty.
Had Donnie Darko win it.
What's the difference between that boxing movie and your boxing movie? Is your boxer right-handed?
Does your movie have Jake Gyllenhaal in it?
Well, you know, Apollo was black, and his kid's black.
Allegedly.
No, I can tell you. He's black.
Okay.
And, you know... That Donnie Darko guy is
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he's a cracker.
That's allegedly too, right?
He's in the movie.
He's in this other movie. Blake thinks he's in my movie. He's not.
Why didn't you get Jake Gyllenhaal to be Apollo Creed's son?
Yeah,
because I don't think it'd be realistic casting because Apollo's kids were in the old movies and they didn't look nothing like Jake Gyllenhaal.
I got one for you, Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What was that like working with such an amazing actor? I mean, you're not such a good actor.
What?
But what? Well, just Kurt Russell's the best. You ever seen Escape from New York? Escape from Taiwan?
Snake Plissken?
Yeah.
You know who's cute? Carrie Russell.
I don't think they're related.
That's a good tangent.
Kurt Russell had some pretty hair too though back in the day.
Yeah, he did.
You know,
did you ever see the movie where he is the boat captain?
Captain Ron.
Captain Ron.
Yeah.
That was about as good as my movie Oscar.
Why weren't you in Captain Ron?
I just don't do a pirate voice. You hear me sound like a pirate? Like
you'd try
be a great pirate. I'd be terrified of you on the open seas.
Yeah. I mean, you're an Academy Award winner. Yeah.
Maybe. Yo.
That's not bad.
I'm a rape and pillage.
That's not bad.
I'd be scared you were going to rape me.
I feel like I'm looking at Captain Ron.
I'd be terrified of being raped after hearing that voice.
Abstinence.
Yeah, I mean,
I would.
We all know we're all expendable in this room, but you're not going to rape anybody, are you?
No, that's not my style.
Who are you?
What
dating?
Is your style?
What is your
doggy usually?
Yeah, that's a good style. Work for Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah.
And what'd you ask? Who are you dating?
Yeah.
Who are you dating?
Kerry Russell.
No,
she's adorable.
You should date
so
Kerry
cute.
Russell.
She's so cute. Have you guys Jake seen Jonah? The Americans? So good. So good.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's Jake G.
I like to keep my options open at this point.
Can you still fuck at this age?
Yeah.
With all the steroids and everything?
Yo, man, there's pills for everything, if you know what I'm saying.
He doesn't really like cum anymore. He just kind of like drools it out, though. Right?
As muscle as you are, I'm picturing your penis, and it's just this big, beefy, veiny monster. Is that true?
Show us your penis.
Yeah, hey, why don't you show it to us?
Just pull out your penis.
All right. Holy hell.
There's two of them.
He's got two. Holy, two penis. Cannoli.
Yo.
Wow.
They both said yo. His penis said yo.
So let's talk numbers.
I'm going to put this away now, okay?
No, hold on.
Just leave it out there. Give it some air. Let's talk numbers because this Rocky franchise was made a lot of money.
Yeah.
I thought Rhinestone was probably the big moneymaker, but. You know, and you have this new movie about the band Creed.
No,
like, how much are you throwing down on each movie? I mean, did you write this Lefty movie?
No,
I don't think it's. You're confusing us. I don't think the band Creed has anything to do with it.
They don't. I'm singing with the band.
Oh, that's right. Creed. Okay.
Right. That's gonna be a whole nother kit and caboodle.
And has nothing to do with Lefty. You're thinking of the Southpaw movie.
That's not my movie that came out last year.
But you have to have a writing credit, right? Because this is set in the Rocky universe, and you wrote the first Rocky,
and
so
I'm
you have
in,
a writing credit,
he
right?
cracked at least six
and I'm
eggs.
In it. Yeah.
How many? Hey, bro.
Yo.
How many eggs you cracking?
Eggs?
You be cracking eggs?
Well, like I said, I'm not fighting in this movie,
asking how many abortions.
Oh. Just because you didn't eat the egg doesn't mean you didn't crack the egg.
Oh.
Hey.
Yo. I didn't know this was that kind of podcast.
Well, how about this? Can you give us any fitness tips? Because when I am 105, like Blake mentioned earlier, and I want to look as good as you.
Okay.
How do I do that?
All right. Well, do you eat fast food?
Almost daily.
Yeah, you should knock that shit off.
Oh, knock that shit off. I was told, okay. Never, okay, got it.
You like cannolis?
Almost daily.
All right. Carry one with you at all times. Just don't eat it every day.
Carry a cannoli. Okay.
That's the problem most people have. They got a cannoli. They want to eat it.
How long do you keep a cannoli with you before you get a fresh one?
They have
one?
A very short shelf life if they're not refrigerated.
How many cannolis do you lose? You can't eat them all.
I have a cannoli fund that's like,
so
it's part of. It's part of my per diem when I work on a picture.
Now, that's the area between the nutsack and the anus. Is that correct?
Yo.
You're like Walmart in the sense that you just have like a cannoli loss already written into your budget. Like, I'm going to lose this many cannolis.
And I'm fine with that.
Look at these washboard abs. I can't wash.
Well, I donate them.
So they go bad, and if you don't ingest one,
yeah, like if I'm not gonna eat that cannoli, I pay it forward.
To who?
You can't let a cannoli go to waste.
Is that when you like really try and get intense and try and get into some fights so then you can give away your expired cannolis?
No, I don't.
To write them off in your taxes?
I don't think I write them off. I don't think there's a form for a cannoli.
You don't write off cannolis?
Nah.
If you use them at work, though, you could. I'm just saying this could be something you could change into your.
We probably shouldn't ask too many questions about his taxes. I'm sure he's not up to.
I got a lot of.
Do you do your taxes?
I got an accountant for that anyway.
So what do you have? I mean, we talked about these great movies like The Incredibles, Rambo, Dalmatian Man,
Dalmatian Man.
You mean Demolition?
Oh yeah,
101 Dalmatian Man.
101 Dalmatian.
I never did no movie with no dog.
Besides going on tour with Creed. I mean, which I don't see leaving you any time to do anything else. But do you have any other projects that are coming up?
Well, apparently I'm making some other boxing movie you keep talking about that I'm not involved in. So I should look into that.
Sly, it came out last year. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Are you being sassy, Sylvester?
Now I'm probably gonna hook up with these Rocky Top Vapor people, see what they got going on. See.
Okay. Yeah. When we started the interview, you seemed kind of upset about
You move on when you're not such a big shit. Right?
They got my name involved. I feel I should see what's going on with that.
Well, if you want, I can go ahead and give you Michael's phone number, and you can get with him.
Okay.
You want that?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Let me find it here.
Oh, live on air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ugh. Oh, it's actually dialing his number. My bad.
Well, I don't want to talk to him now.
It's 423
Cannoli.
956.
Okay.
4242.
All right.
Wow, that's that really happened.
Well, I want him to get a hold of him.
Oh, sure. This is the only way it could have happened. So.
All right, cool.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, that's...
Maybe we'll have like a knockout punch.
Oh, no,
something
don't punch him. He's
is
cool.
That what you name your drinks? You name him after cute little wrestling moves?
Like, that could be my vape flavor.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
oh,
like a knockout punch.
Yeah, knockout punch. Yeah. Okay.
Grape vape.
That's and a good whenever one. When you take pictures, do you put up a fist as though you're about to punch someone for fun?
Not like I'm going to punch him. I just put the fist up.
Yeah.
No.
Just
to
show
yeah.
I'm still,
you know,
the strongest.
That's they usually do it in the photos, and I don't want to make them feel self-conscious, so I throw my fist up too in solidarity.
All right, cool.
What if someone told you that they threw their fist up in solidarity with Nazism?
Well,
what would
know.
You do in the case of taking that picture with them?
That'd be a weird picture, because like...
Would you just be like scratching your head, or would you even...
I don't think a gang Gestapo, you know.
Like, you know what I bet would happen? Someone would, they'd be like, say cheese, and you'd go, yo.
Yo.
And that'd be it.
Yeah.
How about this cannoli?
Yeah. I'd say, yeah.
our friend Dustin usually does the release schedule and reads that for... The folks.
Yeah.
He's not here. Would you mind reading it? I mean,
I could try.
All right. Well, yeah. Can you give that a shot? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. All right. Episode 226, Pickle Chips. The cannoli would be better. That's now that. Available. And episode 227, Mason Jar Yogurt. I don't even know what any of this shit means, but it's silly. That's also available. Episode 229, our next episode, inevitably titled Foreskin 7 Years Ago. That'll be available on Friday, December 18th.
You like that, Sly?
That was kinda,
actually,
that was pretty funny.
I write all these, so if you like them, maybe you and I could work together on
something
sometime.
You're a funny guy.
All right.
And don't forget, Tuesday, December 15th is National Lemon Cupcake Day. This is one food-related holiday I can get behind. And by get behind, I definitely mean in from the rear. Sex. Just to be clear, I'm talking about having sex with cupcakes. You're a fucked up dude.
Creed 2 is what I'm picturing. It's a comedy. Maybe you're back in the ring. Maybe you're like a sad European clown or something.
And you want fuck a cupcake?
We can work that in there. Yeah, whatever you want to do, buddy.
I don't know, man. That was weird. Also, Wednesday, December 16th, is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. Am I going to be fucking that, too?
Wait till you read it.
I once tried to incorporate chocolate covering into my lovemaking. Fortunately, I wasn't dating anyone at the time, and it really just became a sad session. Of me beating off in the corner... Well, down an entire bottle of Hershey syrup, I'd do it again. Yo.
Maybe we can have you come back every time and read these.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. And we'll say you stole fizzy lifting drink. That's a Willy Wonka reference.
Did you star in that movie?
No. Oh,
were you in a Willy Wonka?
I wish, man.
Were you a Gustus
Gloop? I was too big to be an Oompa Loompa.
but not too smart.
Hey, if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, or help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Wow, thanks, Sly. That was awesome.
Maybe the best we've had.
Oh, yeah.
No?
No, yeah. I mean, have you ever laughed so hard that you think you taste blood? Because that's how hard I was laughing.
You need to see the doctor.
No, I'm hoping to die as soon as possible. Sly, thank you very much for taking the time to come on the show. I can't wait to see your new movie, Lefty.
No.
Come on.
What?
Is that what you have in your notes?
I was going to share this cannoli with you now, but forget about it.
You have to wait. You're going to get the expired one, I think.
Are you and Dolly Parton in talks maybe doing a rhinestone too?
Yeah, probably not.
No?
Nah. I don't think she's going to do a boxing movie either. And she's definitely not going to be an Expendables.
Well, in Rhinestone, she turns you into a country singer.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with boxing. I think you should go back to that.
I don't know,
should
man.
Box some titties, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speed bag
is all. Yeah, you beat me to
I,
it.
I know what you said.
All right. Yeah. Well, Heather, thank you very much for joining us this evening and using all my gold Sharpie.
Oh, I love your gold Sharpie.
That'll be $1.47. No.
You know what I did earlier?
What? I used all the gold. Other.
I did my signature on those posters. Yeah. And he says, your signature looks like a penis. So I just like, I really quickly, like three strokes, do a penis drawing. He's like, you're wasting all the marker. And I'm looking at you. You're writing a goddamn maze on your page.
Right. He waited until I completely covered my paper.
He's bottled up. We're in the middle of recording. He's steaming. He's so pissed. He used it all. I couldn't say anything.
That's why you got all unfocused when we were talking to Sly, isn't it? Yeah. Because I was using all the gold Sharpie.
I already said thank you, Sly. Thank you.
Yo.
Jason?
Let me have it.
I think having Sylvester the cat... No, so I'm just joking. I'm sorry. Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Read your jokes.
Never sounded so good.
Never sounded so good.
You and I are on the same page as always, Blake. We need to get this guy back in here. Or maybe after the show we'll just record like 200 of them real quick.
Hey, do you think that if he and you do that movie about the fucking cupcake, like I could be in it?
Oh, yeah. You're in it.
Sweet.
You're as far as I'm concerned, Blake, you got the part of the cupcake.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for checking out IBWIP episode 228. Great time as always. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And check out Fakakta Comedy Funhouse at fcfnetwork.com. Tons of great shows and laughs until there are no laughs no more.
Until you taste blood.
Laugh until you taste blood.
That's going to be our new FCF logo.
Just a bloody mouth.
Let's see what we got over here. Ah, the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is up and running. Unlike me, who is down and sitting. Ah, the joys of sloth. Maybe I should have you read that, Sly.
Here, try again. All right, thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
There you go, buddy.
The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is up and running. Unlike me, who's down and sitting. Ah, the joys of sloth. That's like that guy from the Goonies.
That's very good.
Sloth loves junk.
Oh, I love that movie, man.
Did you write that movie, too?
Baby Ruth.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yo.
We're kind of off the air now, so yeah. You know, it's all
legit.
Oh,
okay. This isn't being recorded anymore?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Don't say a single word about grandmas. Were you about to say something about a grandma?
I was just curious. You said that your mother taught you how to talk.
Yeah. Don't most mothers teach their kids how to talk?
Right, yeah.
I mean, sure. Unless you're an orphan.
But that's how you got your your accent. What did your grandma sound like?
Well, she kind of sounded like me. She was like a heavy smoker.
So could you say, hey, Blake, I'll call you when I wake up, like as your grandma? Nice.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Blake, I'll call you when I wake up.
No,
this is Sly's grandma.
Here, let's do. I know you.
I wasn't joking. Like she literally sounded just like me. We got old time video.
Let's do a scene. You're an Academy Award winning actor.
Yeah,
which boggles my mind. But let's do where I call your grandma. I call your grandma, and you play her. We'll just do like a little.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Ring. Ring.
That's a sexual ring.
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 Oh,
I'm calling you.
My grandma usually just lets it go to voicemail. All
right. Well, what's her voicemail message?
It says, "Yo, this is Granny Stallone. I can't come on the phone right now because actually I died like 20 years ago.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Even better.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's talking about.
You just said earlier I was grandma. Like 80 years old. And you're asking about my grandma.
Is this part of the voicemail still? I didn't hear beep.
Yeah, beep.
Hey. Sly Granny. This is Blake. I've been thinking about you all day long. You sexy thing. Hey. I don't know. I want to have sex with you.
Are you happy with yourself?
She made a mean cannoli.
That's about all you can ask for, isn't it?
Hey, you've had a cannoli in your mouth, but have you ever had one up your fucking asshole?
I don't know about that.
No, it doesn't work.
I don't think you should talk about my noni that way.
Your nonies? I'm going to lick your nonies. It was stupid. Never mind.
You have problems, my friend. Yo.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.